IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, two Islamic researchers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So the 15th day of the month of Sha'ban is the blessing birthday of Imam As, Imam al-Mahdi Jalallah. Why Imam al-Mahdi is called al-Hujjah of Allah on earth, and does Allah pour his blessings on earth because of the presence of al-Mahdi? These are two major questions to be answered for today's discussion. Brother Habib, let's start with the first part of the question. Why Imam al-Mahdi is called Hujjah?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. The word or the term hujja in the Shia terminology literally means proof or evidence which is used during debate.
Yes.
That is one meaning. And that is also the same meaning as in the Arabic roots of the word hujja. Then we have another meaning used by the Shia or used in the Shia terminology, and that is the meaning of the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth.
Okay.
The meaning of it is the person who has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. The reason behind that is because there's a connection between this meaning of hujja,
yes,
the authority meaning, and the meaning in the Arabic language. Because the person who is the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth is the one who has the evidence or is the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and commands. Mm-hmm.
That's a trace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
And this description of Al-Hujjah is not specific towards Imam al-Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajhu al-Sharif, but rather it's a title or characteristic given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prophets and their guardians or their successors.
Yes.
And the Hujjaj, usually when we have this in Ilm al-Hadith,
yes,
when we say Hujjajullah, usually we mean the 14 infallible figures.
Infallible figures, that's right. Okay.
So it is not a specific title towards Imam al-Mahdi, but when this title has been given to Imam al-Mahdi, whether be it by previous authorities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or various sayings in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, it means that Imam al-Mahdi, when he reappears, he will continue this connection between the heavens and the earth.
Or it's better to say he is continuing now.
He is continuing now, but it will be more apparent to us.
Practical.
It's going to be more practical.
Yes.
He is the connection. Right,
yes,
now, it is not available.
Uh-huh.
And we've had this before the prophet of the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. There's quite a good book about this topic. Mm-hmm. It's called Ikmaluddin or Kamaluddin, compiled by Sheikh al-Saduq.
Yes.
And in it, he mentions narrations available of the times where there was no hujjah, or the hujjah was not available between the people. He was alive, for example, but it was not available between the people where the people could go to the hujjah and ask him and get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. Okay. And Sheikh Rouhani, is it because of the presence of Imam As that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours his blessings? Because he is now the final living hujjah of Allah on earth. I mean, the main recipient of the blessings of Allah on earth. Is it because of his presence or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course. According to the Muslim and particularly Shia theologians, this is the idea that says that, of course, because of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, let's say, deputy, representative, or successor, I mean, Khalifatullah ta'ala on earth, then the blessings and ni'mat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powered on the earth. But the question is that why is it such, you know? It is because of this that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe purposefully. He has a purpose, an objective for the creation of the universe, particularly mankind.
Yes.
The purpose is to perfect the mankind. Actually, the perfect man or al-insanul kamil, the best al-insanul kamil or the best role model on the earth is the prophets, after the prophets, the imams.
Yes.
And for the current time is Imam al-Asr wa hu nafida, who is the perfect man, al-insan al-kamil.
Yes.
So al-insan al-kamil is the representative of God, is the deputy of God on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Earth is not without Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khalifa.
Yes.
Khalifatullahi on earth is always available for the mankind. This Khalifatullah is the main reason of ni'mat and blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth.
Okay.
Because the ni'mah of Allah cannot be powered on the enemies of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the presence of this hujjah, or let's say the perfect man, or al-insan al-kamil. That is why since al-imam al-mahdi al-hujjah alayhi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif is the Khalifatullah on earth, the real Khalifatullah on earth, the real successor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. That is why, of course, because of him, there are blessings and bounties of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And Brother Habib, some might say that more than, for example, I don't know how many people live all across the world now, 8 billion maybe people living all across the world now, but why for the presence of only one living person who is called Insan-e-Kamil or the perfect human being, namely Imam Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to pour his blessings on the other people? Is it logical or not?
It is logical. We can expand on or elaborate on what my brother put forward and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put forward a purpose of creation. This purpose of creation is for us to reach the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that cannot be obtained unless we follow the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is deserved. It's a reward after you do your actions. So upon doing these actions, upon knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, you need to know what he wants. Knowing what he wants, knowing your creator, knowing his will, is in need of a prophet, is in need of a wasi, of a successor, of a guardian, of an authority.
A viceroy.
And that is why we have, it is known between the Shias in Hadith al-Kisa.
Yes.
There are other sayings available, for example, in the books of Shaykh al-Saduq, in Halal al-Sharaya, if I'm not wrong, that لَوْلَاكُمْ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَكُ.
Yes.
Because of you, I have created the skies and the heavens.
Uh-huh.
I have created the earth. Yes. I have created everything.
Yes.
And also, وَبِكُمْ يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَبِكُمْ يُمْسَكَ السَّمَاءِ in زِيَارَ الْجَامِعَ.
Yes.
Meaning that the order for this purpose, for it to be complete, for it to be a working mechanism.
Yes.
For its law, for its continuation, there needs to be authority on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why their creation, their availability is what? Is vital. It's a significant point. It's a significant creation. Because the purpose of creation is not valid unless that there is proof and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth.
Yes.
And therefore, if it was for that creation, yes. Okay. The imam and the hujjah is an important availability or important part in the purpose of our creation.
Our creation, that's right.
Therefore, there's this saying that states that if there was two people available on earth, there would have to be that one of them would have to be the hujjah. So this way,
the long life of hujjah is justifiable.
Yes, as well. For that, the reason why he prolonged his life.
Yes,
and again, there are also various say, like we're talking about the aspect of Allah blessing human beings and sending down the goods, and you know, not sending divine punishment upon us. There's also these narrations available, these types of narrations that state that if it wasn't for innocent babies, if it wasn't for believers at night who pray and cry from the fear of their Lord, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have wiped out earth.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So if these are the creations, these are the purposes of creation being manifested.
Yes.
So how about the one of the most significant parts, mm-hmm. which is Imam al-Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala faraj al-sharif, mm-hmm. was the application of Hujjatullah.
That's right. Very good. And in this way, Shaykh Rouhani, the life finds a kind of meaning, isn't it?
Yes,
I mean, as long as a hujjah is present on earth, namely Imam Asr, then the life becomes meaningful, spiritually speaking. Without it, it seems that the life will be limited to the mundane materialistic one, isn't it?
Yes, of course. According to the Surah Mubarakah, Surah Al-Qadr, mm-hmm. which is mentioned, that تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. And the interpretation of this beautiful verse, the exegetes of the Holy Quran says that this malaik who come down to the earth, the question is that to whom they refer? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ to whom?
They come down on earth?
Come down on al-hujjah.
Yes.
Al-hujjatu Allahi
ala al-arad. So the main recipient...
Yeah, of course. It is
the main visitor is al-hujjah. Okay.
Yeah, as we talked before that, it is the hujjah, hujjatu Allahi ta'ala ala al-arad, who receives this malaik, who receives the blessings, who receives the exact, let's say, bounties of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, hujjatu Allahi ala al-arad means that he is observing whatever we do.
Yes.
In our lives, every moment we are in the presence of the Hujjah. That's why this Hujjah on the Day of Judgment will be one of the witnesses against us. The prophets, the Imams will be like witnesses that on the Day of Judgment we will be asked, we will be questioned by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears them as witnesses on us. That's and one of them is Hujjah.
Okay.
So that's why whatever we do, the Imam al-Asr wa huna fida witnesses and observing.
Yes.
And that is why a true mu'min, a true Muslim is the one who should be cautious and careful every moment of his life, every day, that whatever he is doing, whatever he is performing is being observed by Hujjatullah ala al-Ard. So that's why in the presence of Hujjatullah, in the presence of Imam al-Asr, no one can commit sin.
Yes.
Everyone could be the true Muslim, the true mu'min. Right. And this is the benefit of the Imam al-Asr wa huna fida. Okay. And it causes the blessings to be powered on true mu'mineen. Because the more you observe Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ruling, the more you receive the ni'amat and the blessings. What is the main cause? The main cause is Imam al-Asr.
Yes.
Arwa huna fida. Ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif.
So the ni'amat, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours down on all the people, Brother Habib. But the special, I mean, khas al-khas recipient of these blessings is Imam As. So in order to be connected to that special khas blessings of Allah, you have to be connected to Imam As too. I mean, by spirit, I mean.
Yes, the connection, that love between you and your Imam also plays a big role in that.
Okay.
And there's a couple of sayings right now just popping up to my mind about this topic. A man came to Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, available in Al-Kafi, this narration. He stated, do you pray for me? He said, yes, I pray for you. Mm-hmm. Like how you pray for me, I pray for you. Mm-hmm. Keeping your Imam in your dua is also is a reason or cause for the Imam to keep you you in his dua. Another thing is like the sayings that mention عرض الأعمال, the sayings of showcasing of our actions in the eyes of the Prophet and the eyes of the Imam alayhi salam. The concept is accepted by Sunnis and Shias alike.
Yes.
The fact that our actions are seen by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he gets upset when he sees bad actions, he gets happy when he sees good action.
Very good.
So making the Prophet happy, providing the Prophet with presents. How do you provide him with presents? Good actions, good deeds. Mm-hmm. Say that the thawab and the reward is for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, or is a present towards the Prophet and his family members as well.
That's right.
These are actions that connect us with the Imam.
Right.
And more than that, you know, just that love that you have towards the Imam, let it increase, let it show more. And the best door towards it, well known, Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
You know, that tragedy, that disaster that happened in Karbala is a very wide door, which aids us in connecting with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. When you connect with them, you gain more love with them, and of course, increasing your knowledge in them, ma'rifah about them, knowing their statuses, their positions, and you know, continuing to be a righteous follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhim.
Maybe that's the main reason why paying visit to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is a very recommended action on the 9th of 15th of Sha'ban.
But at the end of the day, when you're visiting the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you're nearer to him physically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And being near to someone physically also means that you're near to him. Not always, but yes. Most of the times, you're near to him emotionally as well.
Yes, that's right.
And that also plays a big role in, you know, continuing that connection.
Very good. Very good, Brother
Strengthening
Habib.
Strengthening the connection.
Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. We again express our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam As. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And thank you very much to your listeners for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be